I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What's happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast. First of all, let's give a quick shout out to our two main sponsors now. Of course, our OG sponsor, manscaped.com, the world's number one nut shaving equipment. It's coming into the summer, even though it's rained in Northern Ireland for 3 months straight. Apparently, somewhere it's coming into summer, and you want to hit that summer, you know, with a smooth shaft and gleaming testes, and no better way to do it than with Manscaped's Lawnmower 4.0. Get the care package. Get the package that's got everything in it. Give them one big one-off purchase. It's got everything in there, okay? The lawnmower, the weed whacker, the ball toner, the ball deodorant. It's got boxers. It's got a travel bag. It's all in there. And if you use the code GEMBAT1, you get 20% off. You know what I mean? It's a once-in-a-lifetime purchase. Buy the product. It's the best on the market. It's also waterproof. It's got a light on it, so if you want to shave your nuts in an underground, you know, cenote in Mexico, you can do that with Manscaped. Use the code GEMBAT1, get 20% off. Absolutely do it. Our second sponsor, main sponsor, we're cutting this right down to two main sponsors, guys. The Calm app, calm.com. If you use the code BANTER, Niall, you get 40% nice. Off. You get 40% off the annual subscription. It's the best app on the market for all things. You know, what would you say? Would you say mental well-being?
Yes.
Yes, you would say that. I just made it up. No, but it's got all the it's got everything in there. It's got your guided meditations, your meditations of all types. You've got guided breathing exercises, which are actually pretty cool. You used it on a plane one time. It goes boom, and you go, and it goes boom, and you hold it again for 4 seconds, boom, and that, and then you're like, ah, and it's very calming after a while. They've got these sort of sleep stories that you can put on, and Matthew McConaughey will be like, go to sleep, bro. There's one in particular I used to listen to, and he would literally go, well, hello there, and I was in a coma before he could even get into the story. I had no idea what happened. And they're great. Have you ever listened to those sleep stories? They're kind of nonsense stories.
I listened to the David Attenborough one. No, not David Attenborough. Stephen Fry.
Stephen Fry
talked about lavender and honey or something.
They're all kind of like just meandering nonsense, you know? Yeah. The Matthew McConaughey ones, and then he walked past a field full of grass, and then I remember when I was a boy, I used to cycle there in the bass, and I bought a bike from it. It just,
yeah,
no punctuation, just keeps going. But I tell you what, it's boring, and you go to sleep. Calm up, it's the best on the market. Use the code BANTER to get 40% off. Shout out to Calm. We're in the new studio. It needs some sound treatment, but we play forward, don't we? With the full intro. The By the way, podcast with Paul and Jettis. As a celebration, I should have pulled out an actual flute. Make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather, Paul and Jettis. It's Jettis, actually.
Jettis.
Jettis.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
Fuck you. Yeah, we are absolutely Angles McGee in here.
I know. Pew, pew,
pew. We're in the new studio, guys. I don't know if it's as climactic as I thought it was going to be, but you know what? At some point, you just got to jump out of the plane and see if the parachute works.
Yeah.
And here we are. And does it sound like a cave? Yes.
It's rough and ready.
Ah! You know what I mean? It's It's a bit spacious. If Gordon Rochford from Conspiracy Guys is listening to this, he'd be like, Jesus, man, it's fucking... He'll be turning in his fucking swivel chair. If he hears the fucking echo in here, he can't even... That guy can't deal with it. He needs soft surfaces on everything. But listen, we're fucking in now. This is the beginning of a new chapter.
Yeah.
And the chapter is called, we're doing a lot more shit when wasting a lot less time. Niall's taking on a penthouse in Belfast, yes?
Yes.
So you're... Honestly, you going from Belfast to here instead of your house to fucking Belfast? Shorter time.
Yeah.
We're streamlining the whole thing.
Boom.
I'm going to come out here, do a bunch of fucking kettlebells, and I'll pull up outside and we'll record fucking a bunch of podcasts. It is nighttime right now. It's going to be a late night one.
Yeah.
But we'll celebrate.
Still bright.
Still bright. Yeah, we're dealing with a lot of issues. Okay, it's bright. There's a fucking... It's bright. Well, not focus on the negative. It's bright. It does sound like a fucking cavern. And there's a dog next door that's... I think has dementia. And then also, you know, we're behind a farm, so this guy's decided, you know, it's the season to just start doing what farmers do best, which is move grass constantly. And there's an interesting smell outside.
Yeah,
I can't put a finger on it, but it changes all the time. It's not as simple as like, oh, that smells like cow shit. He's taken plastic off grass that's been there since fucking September. So you're like, and bro, flies too, bro. You know, listen to this on audio. We're working out some kinks, but we're fucking glad to be here, aren't we?
Yeah, that's class.
No, it's great. I got vibes off you that you were like, oh, I like this.
Yeah, that's great.
It's got that excitement where you get in somewhere and you're like, you can do anything.
Yeah.
And the main thing to do is obviously soundproof it, but you know, you sort of look at it and you're like, fuck, nice lights, you know?
Big space.
We already ordered some stuff. There's scope to fucking, you know, once we get this big banquet table in here, you could have a group podcast, you know, you could have a bunch of people down.
Oh yes.
Turn the shit around the other way. This is my solo setup. And there's gonna be a lot of solo work going on because listen, you know, the done thing is we get a podcast, you get their guests on. And the truth is out, guys, the truth is out. I don't give a fuck about guests. You know what I mean? I'll have my comedy friends on, but I'm not going to sit across the table going, and how did you find that? Because guess what?
Will you fuck up,
Kate? Couldn't give a flying fuck. We're going to sit in here and we're going to learn about conspiracy theories and just, and that's it. That's it, though. Not actual real information. Just sit and slobber about everything and see where it gets us. But here, we'll kick off with one of this clip because I can't hold my fucking water. Now you could be led into thinking that you're like, oh my god, she's like never. Who's this motherfucker in the back?
Oh, the wizard.
What's he? Has he got her under a spell? You are hypnotized, you cannot pronounce words. Never, 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 never. What's he playing, man? He's playing air piano? Oh, not a lot. Here, do you know what? Not a lot of people try and perfect that.
No.
That'll be a good character piece, wouldn't it? You know, a guy and they're like, what's your name? And he's like, Jim. He's like, what do you do? Like, I'm a competitive air pianist. Because they have those competitions where it's like air guitar, don't they?
Yeah.
And these people are fucking giving it all this shit. And then, of course, you know, there's like some girl in like a fucking vest with no bra on. Looks like a wet t-shirt competition. Everyone's like, she's the best at it. Yeah. You know? Air pianist. That's the name of the podcast. Never need it tonight. Eyebrows sponsored by Sharpie. I don't know why I played that so early. We should have saved that for later, but it's not as funny as I thought it was going to be. Have you ever done karaoke?
Never.
It's my nightmare.
Yeah.
Of all nightmares. You know, if it was in a movie and someone's like, you know, they had something, they were like, I'm gonna fucking shoot this person in the head if you get if you don't get up there and sing karaoke, I'd just be like, fucking get the mop out, blow their head off. I don't give a fuck.
I went to rock karaoke once.
Well, that sounds a bit more fun.
And my friend sang the whole of Bohemian Rhapsody.
Well, that's fun.
You know, to be fair, the crowd went nuts.
full crowd, no?
Full crowd.
Do you ever see that thing the comedians do in America? And it's like, it's called the Goddamn Comedy Jam. And it's like a live band. So the live, but it's like Dave Navarro and all that shit. It's like a, you know, it's all these sort of well-known rock stars. And then like a quite a famous comedian will come along and like sing.
Class. Oh, yes.
Post Malone did it. Even though he's not a comedian, but he did like Killing in the Name Of and Wooed by
Alice
Chains, yeah.
Is that the one Dave Chappelle? Was it Chappelle sang Foo Fighters or something?
I think he just came out with the Foo Fighters.
Yeah. That's what it was.
And Al Hawkins heard it and killed himself. God forgive me, I'm sorry. Too soon, Jesus Christ. What song did he sing though?
They sang Radiohead.
Oh, yeah. I'm a creep, bitch. I'm a fucking creep. What the fuck am I doing here, bitch? What about Chappelle getting tackled on stage?
Oh, yeah.
And I feel like we've missed a week of podcasting and every comedian in the world has talked about it, but interesting.
Yeah.
And that's that. Who was I listening to that said my worry is that people think that's the norm now, that you can just run on stage and like attack comedians. But... You know, I think someone's got their dump valve there. There's a lot of soundproofing to be done. But I think whenever, you know, the Will Smith thing was a very specific incident. This Dave Chappelle one just looked like a massive attention grab.
Yeah,
someone's definitely. Like, oh, I can run up and just tackle Dave Chappelle. And he hit him with the fucking, you know, the low hips, like he's a wrestler. Like that there.
Yeah.
You know, stuffed it a wee bit and then got his, I bet you he, I mean, did you see the state of him?
Yeah.
His fucking arm.
Rough.
His arm was like just a scarf in the wind. In fact, did you see the video of Tom Segura when he broke his arm?
Oh, yeah.
I think what happens is, if I had to guess, the top of his arm is broke, which means it just fucking...
spins around.
You know? Omnidirectional. So he's just sitting in the back of the thing like this, with his fucking head out to here. And then... you know, Chris Rock was actually there and he runs out and he goes, he's like, was that Will Smith? Which is like, fucking hell. And then, it's just funny. Did you see the impression that Jamie Foxx did?
No.
Of Chappelle?
No.
He fucking, I'm going to see if I can pull this up because, the internet's terrible in here. Let me just type it in. Jamie Foxx, Dave Chappelle impression, and we'll come back to that in 7 hours. But apparently he ran out with a cowboy hat on, which is it's quite Django, isn't it?
Oh yeah,
imagine getting attacked on stage and then you're like, oh my god, it's actual Django Unchained. And then he came back on stage and he goes, how long's Chappelle been doing stand-up? He says like 35 years, and he goes, I've never stomped anybody backstage, I'm rich, bitch. Someone else made a good point. I think it was Tony Hinchcliffe. He goes, you know, Dave Chappelle's not a small guy. Like,
no, he's not.
Once you get up and, you know, run in on him, you're like, oh shit, this guy's fucking... He's probably about 6'2".
And
he was skinny for a while, but then, you know, once he went to Africa and was eating that fucking monkey blood, he's like, fuck, eating that Ebola soup, he came back fucking jacked out of it. I mean, the dude, look, he always looks great for a guy who just smokes and drinks all day.
Mm-hmm.
Fair play to him. But he must have got emptied out backstage, that guy.
Yeah.
Because there is a racial tone to it where it's like, you know, I feel like I could be wandering down a strange path here. You feel like white guys get a bit psychotic or a bit sort of I'll sue you type vibes.
Yeah.
Whereas black guys get away with, nah, don't fuck with me, man, I'll kick the shit out of you backstage. But your guy just, he must have got fucking emptied out. Like, because not only, like, I'm sure, like, a bunch of security grabbed him and they're just beating the shit out of him. And then they kind of just went, like, oh, well, he's kind of here with his hands behind his back. Dave Chappelle, if you want to just get laid right into him. Did you see the weapon he got caught with as well?
No.
He got caught with a fucking, it was like a gun with like a knife welded to it.
Oh God.
I don't even know what the fuck. I don't think it was a functioning gun. I think it was just like some sort of murder weapon that he thought he was going to hit him with. Look at the flies in here. This crazy. We're moving back to Belfast. This is a fucking disaster. We did have the door open for about 5 hours there. No, I can't find this fucking clip. Why is that not playing? Listen, there's a lot of issues in here, and we're working them out slowly but surely. It's been wild times recently, because this is the sort of thing where I thought like, oh, we'll move into this new studio, couple of weeks, get it wrapped up, and we'll be in.
Yeah.
But things are slow, man.
Yeah, definitely.
Snail's pace. Everything is fucking. It's also big as shit in here, as you can hear. But you think you're gonna get it painted in an afternoon, and you're like, no, it takes all fuck. Like, you know, even this. See this dark bit behind me?
Yeah.
Round to there, that was like fucking 3 nights.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Just getting all around it and fucking goddamn nightmare. Let me see. Search for it, you son of a bitch. We're still having teething problems. Anyway, we'll come back to it. But yeah, we've been at that. There's been so many things have happened. We've launched the SSE tickets. So we're doing one night. I have to emphasize that, because I think people have picked up on that sort of promo technique of I'm doing the SSE. And then at a certain point they go, it's sold out. And then they put on a second night. And then they go, it's sold out. And then like, you know, a month before the gig, they're like, yeah, there's still fucking 1,000 tickets left. But we're doing one night. That got launched. What other shit's been going on? Fucking Lavery's is getting pumped out left, right, and center. We are off in July, by the way. We've got July off now if you want to book a holiday.
Oh.
We've got July off. Then we also got that live podcast coming up. A lot of people have been asking who's on the lineup. And I dare say, guys, if you were to guess, you'd probably
nail it.
You'd probably nail it. I think I've said that, like, Mickey and Woodsy, and I might mention Aaron about coming back. But bro, the flies, this is a fucking exorcism going on in here. The fuck's going on? But that's going to be very lit. And there's a couple. There might be like about 150 tickets left for it. And I sort of keep thinking like I'll do a bit of a push and get rid of those last 150 tickets. And then I remember, like, there's still 1,000 people at it. Like, that's nuts. Like, I know Shane's doing Windsor Park or whatever, but, like, you know, this one is, like, in the Telegraph, which is, they're going to have to get those seats in. And
oh, like, fuck.
Like, yeah. Fucking hell, Colin, you must be making some money off that. Well, the chairs are £3 each to rent. Probably, have no idea, but
I'd say so.
But I don't know. It's cool. It's all happening.
Yeah.
And then the in-laws have got fucking COVID now. You know, so just when it all kicks off, you're like, man, I'm going to do a podcast a day. I think next week I'll try and do a half-hour podcast every day.
Oh, nice.
I'll do that by myself. You know, I'll not drag anyone else into that. I'll be by fucking Thursday. I'll be coming in and being like, any other crack, lads?
Yeah.
Any crack? What's happening? But yeah, we've been fucking. That's it. I mean, there's been absolutely nothing happening in my life. How weird is it when people's lives get interrupted by COVID now?
There it is.
Have you got COVID? You're due a wee dose of it, aren't you? You've been fucking swerving it the whole time.
I don't think I've had it.
Do you think there's more of a worry? Like, would you be wary of it a bit still?
Not really.
Not really?
No.
Because I think I was still a bit like, ooh, fuck. You know, I'll try and be careful. I'll maybe not shake as many hands. I'll maybe not speak to as many people after gigs and all. And then I got it and I sort of was over it before I knew that I had it.
Yeah.
And at that point, I was like, oh, I don't give a fuck anymore, which is terrible. I know that's terrible. But like, it is getting to the point now where, you know, Maureen's ones are testing positive and they're like, can someone drop me down like fucking 24 Smithwicks and a pot noodle? And you're like, this isn't the COVID people used to have. You know, this is fucking, at the minute, it's just 2 weeks off.
Yeah, definitely.
I might pull a COVID soon. I've got COVID. Why are you in Mexico? Ah, sick, man. Sick as hell. You're so distracted by the flags.
You
fuck you, man. Fuck these shits. But yeah, the world keeps moving, man. You know, there's supposed to still be a war going on. Whatever happened to that war?
War, I haven't heard much, to be honest.
News fatigue or whatever it is. Is that what people get now?
Yeah, it must be.
People are bored shitless. This internet generation, you're going to have to start cutting this fucking war into clips.
Yeah.
For anyone
15 seconds.
For anyone to fucking give a shit. Fucking Zelensky just gone. Do you know what I mean? Where do I hide? Bunker. Where am I from? My age.
You have fucking TikTok songs too.
Oh, yeah. What's your favorite at the minute?
Oh, fuck. I'd have no idea what they're called.
Some of them are cool, where it's just like, you know, the sounds where it's like perfect, perfect, perfect,
oh,
perfect.
Oh, God, that drives me nuts.
I like that one. It's always perfect. It's always a letdown when you see the original sound.
Oh, yes.
You know?
What was the original?
Don't know, probably just some wee girl doing something.
Oh.
But there's a lot of them that are quite funny, and then you see the original, and you're like, oh, who gives a fuck? But it's like, TikTok's nuts at the minute, man.
I'm trying to avoid it at all costs.
It's so nuts, the things that, like, whatever way their algorithm works, where it's like, you gotta, it's all about, you know, get them in and get people watching. And
yeah.
And then, so you'll fucking open a thing and it'll be like, oh my goodness, did you see it? And then there's like a circle at the back and you're watching, you know, it's like one of these fucking caught on some CCTV thing, and you're watching it and you're like, you look down, you're like, fuck me, it's 2 minutes long. And then you're watching, it's all like, you're tilting the phone away, going, oh my God, someone's going to jump out here.
Yeah.
You're like, oh God, oh my goodness, what's going to happen? And it's like part two here, and you're like, get the fuck out of my life. Take the phone, spin on it, and shove it up your asshole. That's all they do. They just keep you watching, you know?
Yeah.
You find yourself watching all sorts of bullshit. Oh, let me see this person get a cyst removed from my face. Where do people draw the line with cysts? Do you ever see those things, you know, like Dr. Pimple Poppers and all that?
I can't watch it.
But you get it. You see people and you're like, bro, at what point were you gonna, what was your line in the sand where you're like, I'm definitely going to the doctors now? You know what I mean? You'll see someone go in there and they're like, hey, I just happened to notice this on my back. And he turns around and you're like, oh my God.
Ugh.
Guy's got a full trifle on his neck. What's going on there, bro? You should have been in here a decade ago. It's always, and I mean, I hate to be racially profiling. There's a lot of, I don't know what Asian countries people are. I mean, are people just living in such like smoggy, stinking cities?
Oh, yeah.
That they go in there and they're like, my entire face are blackheads.
Yeah.
You know, they're just like, wherever I've worn a motorbike helmet or something, just complete fucking blackheads everywhere. People are fucking out of their mind. Mukbangs and all. People are legit addicted to just, what is wrong with people's lives these days? They're just like, man, it soothes me. It just soothes me to watch this about to die fat bitch eating fucking, you know, like 18 KFCs. And they just, you know, like in the background is like, you know, the TV with fucking Now TV, Disney Plus, Netflix, all the bullshit. You can watch fucking the highest production stuff. And you're just like, no, just let me watch this Asian girl eat this fucking clam. Looks like a cock. In full, like, imagine having a mukbang in here. It would sound like 50 people, but it's just one person. People are out of their mind. People do, there's a game where you cut grass.
Like an Xbox game or something?
I think it might be like a game on your foot, like an app. People are like, you know, like going around a fucking made up garden cutting grass.
Hilarious.
Cut my grass.
Yeah.
You know, I'll fucking, there'll be one sunny day a week around here and I'll look out and be like, I should cut that grass. And then I just miss the opportunity and then it rains for another month. And then it's like a goddamn tropical rainforest outside. You know? People are fucking nuts, man. Just watch good old school porn like I do. I was watching Diary of a CEO. This is what I do in my podcast now. I talk about better podcasts. I'm watching Diary of a CEO and he was talking to Terry Crews.
Oh, yeah.
First of all, great quote in it. Will you hear this? Truth bombs. He goes, I'm not trying to be the best. I'm trying to be the only.
Nice.
Good way to think.
Terry Crews said that.
Terry Crews said that. And then he bounced his tits up and down. Like, ringing and ding and ding. Ding and ding and ding. But it is, but people, I mean, it's actually a good listen because everybody fucking laugh. You know, talk about is it toxic masculinity? I don't know. But every time he mentions something like I was sexually assaulted and people look at him and he's like a giant fucking ripped, scary looking black dude.
Yeah.
And he's like, he touched my penis. But then he explains a lot of stuff in this podcast where it makes a lot of sense. What was the other thing? Oh yeah, especially the porn addiction.
He had one.
He had a porn addiction, right? And everyone was like, fuck, sure, don't we all look sick? You know what I mean? I'm a fucking bar pulling off myself here. Terry! Terry! Big fucking Terry. Jesus Christ, mate. Look at, well, them traps, you'd have fucking ripped it off your body. But he was basically saying that, like, you know, it's because he didn't, because his dad was an alcoholic, so he didn't turn to, like, other things to numb his pain, like drinking and drugs and stuff. But his uncle had, like, porn lying about and he ended up getting addicted to porn. And your guy goes, what does addicted to porn look like? And he'd be like, well, you know, I'd have a day off and I would wake up, do the workout and eat my breakfast. And then I would just bust the laptop open and I would be there, you know, all day. And he's like, it was really a problem for me, which is a good rule for life, guys. He goes, it was a big problem for me when, you know, day would turn into night. So your man, I mean, that's what I'd love to know. Is he going to completion every time? Or does he get one business nut out of the way? He'd be like, first three nuts are, you know, admin. And then is he just kind of working it up the rest of the time? You know, just a lot of open tabs. But yeah, it would be some crack if you were just sitting there going, oh, I'm just trying to find the right video here, you know. Mukbangs, he's gone through everything, and then next minute he looks outside and it's like full night time. That's a long day, man. I mean, he quite literally might just be that meme with the dude's like fully jacked on one side, just ripped the pipe off himself. Porn addiction, same as our boy Matthew there was on the podcast, shout out to him.
Oh yeah,
what is the porn? I mean, like,
that's it. When day turns to the night.
I think, yeah, what's an addiction to anything? Booze, when day turns to night. And booze is probably when night turns to day.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could ever be addicted to booze because I couldn't deal with the hangovers. And I know people are just like, drink through it, but I'm just like, nah. The way I drink is not for ages, and then I drink so much that it puts me off again until I forget how bad it is to have a hangover.
Yeah.
When was the last time you were shit-holed? Austin? Oh. Oh, no, but I don't know if we got that.
No, not really.
We never got that bad at any point.
I think, I can't remember. Maybe Fitzy's birthday.
Oh, well, Fitzy's a drug addict.
Fitzy just loves raw whiskey.
Does he?
Yeah.
I mean, so do I, but it's like, I gotta get myself there, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not opening on whiskey.
No.
See, to be fully honest, some of the most fucking shithole I've been is just around here with the in-laws.
Yeah.
Because there's no, I mean, they have great parties, like, but there's no one sending you home. Like, there's no bouncers kicking you out. That's it. Take your drinks outside. You're like, you're going like, I'm meters away from my own house and no one's kicking me out here. And there's no sound, right? You know, you could fucking scream and shout and play music all night. The amount of times I've walked up that field and it's been a fucking miracle that I've got home. Countless. I actually remember one of the worst times, like during lockdown, and it was what was it? Something to do with Maureen had finished some sort of treatment or something, and it was, you know, I mean, where was the baby? Someone was looking after the baby anyway, and we went down to her sister's house there, and the first drink I had was like a very large vodka and orange, and I don't drink vodka at all.
What do you call that? Screwdriver?
Screwdriver? Screwball. A fucking...
Screwball.
I needed a screwdriver to get in the fucking door when I got home. Trying to get the key in. But yeah, that you knew it was bad crack. And I remember like walking up the field and then there's a small part of... You have to be on the road to just get over to my house. And it was like 5 a.m. I was like, it's lockdown. There's going to be no one about. And I'm fucking giving it the full liver dance up the road. And just a car came. And it was driving so slow. And I was all bright lights, and I must have just been like, why the fuck is this dude just walk? And I was wearing really nice white trainers, so why is this guy just absolutely dripped out walking up the street here? And I'm just like, okay. Hope to fuck them and, you know, watch any podcasts or anything. That'd be a nightmare.
Well, Colin, you all right? Nightmare.
How's it going? Anyway, what I'm saying is there's still a war going on apparently somewhere, but I mean, as if things couldn't get worse for the Ukraine, Bono and Edge have went over there. I mean, who's left when Bono and Edge are Larry? Drummer?
Oh, is it? I don't know.
Think so.
Avid U2 fan.
Larry, Larry, do you want to go to Ukraine? He's like, yeah, you're fucking mine, bro. At least you two are famous.
Yo, you two.
Really?
They are, yes.
At least you two are famous. I'm just fucking Larry. You know what I mean? They look at me and be like, well, you're Larry. I don't, you have no purpose in band. I kill you. But as if they haven't suffered enough, here is Bono. I mean, he gets slagged to death, doesn't he? Rightly so, or yes?
Hard to know. Some hair on him.
Oh, yeah. He just looks like some fucking melter old man that you would see. You know, if you went to like some hipster-ish pub in Belfast and there's a guy being like, I'm cool, I drank here for years, not, and then you're like, all right, mate, and then he's like, do you have a lighter? And you go, yes, mate, there you go. And then he'd be like, when I was in the bands and all, we used to fucking come down here and I see, and you're just like, oh my fucking Christ, that's what he looks like. There's something to be said about wearing glasses all the time though, because I was watching a Casey Neistat vlog once and he was talking about him wearing glasses all the time.
Yeah,
and he said Jack Nicholson said the same thing. He goes, if I take the sunglasses off, I'm just an old man.
Oh, yes.
And then I put them on and I'm Jack Nicholson.
Yes.
And he fucked a 19-year-old.
Some people get the old bags and they're self-conscious of that.
This guy.
The old bag.
The old bag. Bro, I've aged about fucking 7 years in the last two. I'm getting contacts though because I'm sick of seeing photos of myself on stage. Plus, you can't, you know, I like wearing hats quite a bit.
Yeah.
You can't really get the full extent of, you know what I mean?
Yes.
The full expression of the face. And Maureen said to me, essentially, your whole face is just your eyebrows, being a bald thumb of a man. She's like, you need to be able to see the eyebrows because it's about the only expression you have. And I went, thanks very much. But yeah, he's been rocking the fucking, actual rose-tinted glasses.
Mm-hmm.
And then before that, he had the Seagals, remember? The Steven Seagal style ones. And someone asked him what they were for. And he said, shooting. What a fucking chode. Like, when I, for shooting. Nice. Guns? No, loads. When you study Aikido and Karate like me, sometimes you'd be blasting off some serious loads. I am fat. I'm very fat for a martial arts expert. A lot of people ask me, how was I fully bald at one point and now I have thick vinyl hair? And the answer is Aikido and steroids. Did I ask too
much? Your presence.
Imagine you just hear like just in the background. Elevator. Woo! 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 Oh, for fuck's sake. I think I snotted all over my own face there. One Oh my god. With or without.
Oh,
that's the wrong button. Yeah. Fuck me. Let me see what he says.
Leads the world in the cause of freedom right now.
Bro, if the guy's a translator, you don't need to slow down. Your president, I am Bono from YouTube. Jesus Christ, I am Bono from YouTube. "You must be in search of peace." And then the guy just like full translation.
"The people of Ukraine are not just fighting for your own freedom. You are fighting for all of us who love freedom.
Shut up, bro. Oh yeah, he's got the boy. He's got N dubs in here. There's Dobby. Edge knows as many chords as I do.
Yeah.
I'm slagging him. He's done great work.
He has.
He's done great work.
He knows his way around the delay pedal.
Oh god, I wish I had one for that. That's only working for me. I'm thinking I'm fucking goddamn Tiesto over here. That's
whatever.
But yeah, I bet you, you know, I could imagine like, you know, a couple of orphans stuffed in a fucking bunker somewhere, just screaming for their mother. And, you know, some NATO soldier goes over and is like, "Don't worry. You have heard of Bono?" They're like, "Wah, my family's dead." He's like, "Bono is here. Don't worry about it. You heard the elevation? Woo! You remember? Woo! Nah, fair play to him. They're probably just like, "Bro, just give us money, man. What's yeah. he doing? What's he doing?" Nah, fair play. I'm slagging him. Fair play. He's got himself over there. I mean, what would it be more? Would you have more respect for him if he's like, "Yeah, I just hopped on a fucking Ryanair here and scooted over and got on the train and headed on in"? But you know he didn't. You know he got fucking
Emirates.
Not fuck Emirates. He probably he's fucking dropped in a fucking Chinook. Was this not supposed to be some sort of surprise concert in a metro station that is doubling as a bomb shelter? Well, I tell you what, they've got the Chinese lights in there.
They do.
They've got the fucking Chinese tube lights in there, lighting it up pink. Yeah, some bomb shelter that is. Someone was just real complex set designer around the back. I'm getting major bunker vibes in here against nice pink lights.
I know pink. What, pink's an odd choice there, I have to say.
The obvious choice is yellow and blue.
I know, it looks more cinematic too.
The yellow and blue? Yeah. Did you see my yellow and blue Ukrainian watch strap?
Yes.
That I got from Bark and Jack. Very shout cool. out. Well, for fuck's sake. Yeah. It's an odd one. I'm gonna have to find the correct watch for it. I do have a cheap watch with a blue face on it, which it might look cool on. But you know, we've all got problems. The guys in Ukraine have problems, and I have problems trying to figure out which watch I'm gonna wear with this fucking strap. God damn it. we've so many questions. But what other bullshit's been going on? We talked about Dave Chappelle. We can't be running up on comedians, guys. That's all we... Run up on Bono. If you're going to run up on anybody, run up on him.
Although he does know karate.
Does he?
I don't know.
Well, he does.
I assume so.
Yeah, he's got the Steven Seagal glass. I mean, look at the fluff, the plume at the back of his hair there. Do you reckon he has the hairspray in there?
Oh, why?
You know, like the spray paint where they're like...
Oh, right.
Who's aged the best as a aging musician rock star type guy?
Keith Richards.
Aged like an old couch.
He looks like
how does he play guitar with just fucking 5 carats on his hand? As well,
his hands.
Yeah,
God love him.
What a weirdo though, because you know, did Johnny Depp not start hanging about with him and all, and then it basically became him?
Yeah.
Is that not who the character's based on? In fact, no one has said this yet. Everyone in that fucking court case is weird as shit.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody is just... Like, everyone's like, "I'm Team Depp." No, he's a fucking weirdo.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Coming into fucking court with a goddamn cravat on and all this shit. And then she's dressing the same. They're both fucking lunatics. She's completely out of her mind, like.
Yeah.
Do you see her, like, taking coke?
Oh, and...
supposedly, like, tissue, but
yeah.
That's a fucking bold move.
Yeah.
But it's such a pantomime, like, whenever, you know, like, she gets out of the box and goes to walk over and he gets up and she's like, oh, you know, as if, like, fucking, you don't hit me again. I'm so used to being punched around the place. She, out of her mind.
Yeah.
I was with Johnny and then we broke up for half an hour and Musk was just, you know, blasting that Tesla nut inside her. Did he get her up the duff or what happened? Did he like froze jizz in a fucking,
I don't know,
cryogenic chair? I don't know. It's all fuck. Like Maureen's addicted to it and I'm just like, I can't even, I mean, it's fucking insane. Why are we even allowed to hear about this?
Yeah.
You know, if I was in court, I'd be like, keep everyone out of this. But it seems to be like a major story everyone's trying to keep up on. She's in there taking coke. She took a bottle out of her pocket. Someone approached her. She put the bottle back and everyone's like, that's vodka.
Vodka.
But Johnny Depp, I mean, there hasn't been a better thing that's happened to him in his full career.
It's funny, my mum was watching Pirates of the Caribbean the other day. I was like, wonder if that's anything to do with it. She's probably, oh, why?
just some Team Depp.
But fuck, he looks cool in it, I have to say.
I mean, oh my God. But he's, you know, like she looks like a lunatic. And even when she cries, she's like.
Oh, yeah.
Or the bit whenever she, oh my God, it's so, like she was like wiping her face and, you know, there's a photographer in the court. They're like psh, 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 just firing off photos and she goes like this with a hanky and then she just like blows her nose and then pauses and the guy's like chick, 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 chick. Just so that she's like and then she's all flinching and stuff.
Yeah,
fucking maniac.
Yeah.
And then I seen her in Zombieland the other day and I was like, god damn it, should we get red? Oh, fuck. Which is all that really matters, you know, at the end of the day.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Is she hot? Yes. What are your thoughts?
I watched I think the first time was The Tourist with them in it, Johnny Depp and her.
Mm.
I think that's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't really remember. She looks awful now.
Well, she's wild stressed. You know? She's a fucking cokehead in court for the last fucking whatever.
She always looks like a psycho, I think.
Yeah.
Has them crazy eyes.
I think whenever, yeah, that's it. And there's not a lot of evidence of her just like smiling.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She's just like fucking. She's got the same acting style as your girl from Twilight. You know that?
Oh, yes.
Like the impression Keira Bartlett used to do of his own mother. Also, I'm on this week's episode of No Blasters. Check that out. Trying to play FIFA like an asshole. But where we were Russia versus Ukraine.
Really?
And he fucking stampeded all over me, like 4-0. But yeah, I can't even bring myself to give a fuck. And then of course Depp is like, this is my new acting reel, you know?
Yeah.
How many words? I would love that actually. The game is don't say shit. You know? Say anything but shit.
The dog's left a, I've picked up their
what'd they say, fung or something?
I've picked up their fung many times.
He's like, could it not have been one of the dogs shit on the bed? He's like,
they weigh 4 pounds. They're teacup Yorkies. This was a human turd. This was a human grumpy. Still.
What do we call the last podcast? Robin Grumpy's. This is Robin Grumpy's part two. Yes, we. Yeah, the dogs do tiny poops. I've been picking them up for years. This was a chocolate anaconda. This was a Nutella python dropped not by a dog, but by a woman. He's also a weirdo. He also kind of like, I feel like when he did that, what's it with Jack Sparrow? That was his real personality now.
Yeah.
And he probably talked a different way, and then he was so obsessed with like Hunter S. Thompson that he's all like, hey, I'm, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Hunter S. Thompson.
Did they hang out?
A lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
They were talking about it in depth, and I think I'd watched it, like that documentary before, but on Joe Rogan, because he paid for Hunter S. Thompson's funeral and everything.
Yeah.
Also, I think Hunter S. Thompson is one of those guys where the people that he has influenced have done better than him.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, if you watch Bourdain, he reeks of Hunter S. Thompson. See all those voiceovers and everything? Once you smell fucking... You know, it's like, it's fucking... It's nearly like, you know, you can nearly just fucking picture the voice, like, but... And it's funny, you see Amber Heard pull up at the court and no one's there. And then Johnny pulls up blasting, like, Bob Marley. And I was like, Johnny! German! You know what I mean? He's like fucking... smoking those wee brown fucking cigarillos or whatever he smokes.
Oh yeah.
God damn it. I believe you poured a mega pint of wine. He's like, a mega pint. A mega pint. I could do with some fucking mega pints right now. Would you go for 1 pint off this?
Yeah.
Fucking right. They're good creamy boys. The Deep Blue, isn't it? Stop saying to me shit, you fucking weirdos. What other bullshit are we talking about? Nothing, that's it. Fuck it. We've got a ton of questions that I'll have to do it on the phone for the love of jihad. We've got teething problems, guys, but they're good problems to have because we're in the new spot. Niall's getting a new house. Are you having a housewarming?
Probably should, shouldn't I?
You don't have to go mad, but you know, you could definitely. This is how you do it if you want to do it well.
Yeah.
Without fucking your new house up, you go there. Everyone brings you fucking champagne. Pop, 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 and then you just go out for dinner.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Don't be like, you know, inviting 50 people around.
Everyone brings a bowl of meat.
You didn't have to tell me, but I'm assuming I'm going.
Some low cook.
I want to go and fucking smash something against the side of your house like it's a boat.
Yeah.
Just one bottle of warm Heineken.
Oh, yeah.
That was me just inviting myself to your housewarming, by the way.
Modelo.
Oh, that would be a great fucking icebreaker, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Armadillos. The new vlog will be out soon as well from Austin.
Yes.
And it's funny. When I watch it, I go, fuck, I wonder should we have done something more exciting. But we didn't have any more time to do anything that wasn't drinking and eating.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
True.
Also, Austin's not crazy like... That is what you do there.
Yeah.
Do you know, I don't really know what else we could have... I mean, there's a couple of wee spots we could have went to, like those pool things that you can swim about in.
Yeah.
But other than that, what is there? You look at the bats. Everything else is just fucking eat meat and get pished.
Yeah.
For fuck's sake.
Plus as well, suppose when you're there, you're just sort of trying to soak it in as well.
Oh, that's
like, I'm sure if we went again, it'd be like we could structure out more.
Well, I think that a lot of time on a first trip anywhere, a lot of times eaten up by like, where do we go?
Yeah.
What do we do?
Yeah.
Are you hungry? Let's get lunch. Where? We'll have to find somewhere. You know, we know if you went back, you would know a bunch of places. You know the layout of the town a little bit.
Yeah.
It's not a big town. You can like walk from one fucking end to the other. What else have we got coming up this year, though? I think we'll definitely cram in some coolness. We had some very cool news today about some tours and also a possible chat of Edinburgh Fringe activity. That'll be a fucking... That'll be a party.
Damn right.
What else?
I've never been to Edinburgh.
Oh, man. You're going to be there for 13 nights.
Fuck yeah.
You're going to be there for 13 nights. You could... So this is an actual thing. You can have a tech given to you or you can bring your own tech.
What do you mean tech?
Like sound tech, sort of.
Oh, really?
Showrunner type yoke.
Nice.
Just saying. But yeah, we should definitely get some cool shit planned this year.
Yeah.
What's another sporadic trip? You know, Aaron's gonna be in New York. We could fucking time one of those trips.
Oh.
If I go to New York without Maureen, she'd probably divorce me. I actually don't know how I've went my whole life without actually going there, but anyway. We got some crowd interaction. Are we gonna get a button for that? I think we should get General Banter, crowd interaction, world news.
Voiceover.
Like McCartney's one. I think we just stick to that robot bitch that's just General Banter, get Colin Jettis as big General Banter, section General Banter. What watches do you have now? Oh, God. You've opened a can of worms there.
IWC.
I mean, it's getting closer. I have way too many watches. There's a sort of lower end price range where I'll just buy things for the crack. I'll be like, that looks like a nice color. I'll buy that twice. Fucking idiot. But I think you do that. And like, I've only really been into watches for about 2 years or 3 years, maybe. You know, I feel like I'm just learning. I'm learning what I like. And I haven't really bought anything massively luxurious, but I do have 3 Hamilton watches, which, you know, they've got a bit of history. They make nice sort of military watches.
Yeah.
I lean towards, I'm like a pilot watch guy. I do like a pilot watch. I like it. Big face, very legible. It is handy of late when I've been doing stand-up for those Kevin Hart gigs.
Yeah.
To look down and just, you see like a big hand, you know when it gets round to there, you have to get off the fucking stage, which is the way all watches work. But the pilot one is supposed to be very legible and like, you know, you can see it at a glance.
Yeah.
And who makes the best ones? IWC.
IWC.
So the more I look at them, plus a lot of them are like 43, 44 mil.
Yeah.
Which suits a fatter arm.
Big boy.
You know, if you were like a real skinny dude, you might not be able to pull off a 44 mil watch.
I definitely couldn't.
No? You don't think so?
My wrists are tiny.
So you wear it up there.
Still too big.
Wear it around the thigh. Wear it around your neck. Did you see fucking Lewis Hamilton at the weekend?
Oh, I had 3 watches.
Yeah, they were supposed to do like a fucking jewelry ban at the Formula One. What about that Miami leg though?
Great.
Oh my God. I bet you there was some cheeks clapped that weekend.
What do you call that? Martin Brundle, is it?
Who's that?
The interview guy?
Oh yeah, that was absolutely hilarious. Brilliant. He would just walk up to someone. Did you see, you know that guy Gianluca fucking whatever, who's like this like 60-year-old guy, but he's jacked.
Oh yes.
And he's just dancing on a fucking yacht all the time. He goes up to him and he goes, "Hello, sir. I don't know who you are. What do you do yourself?" And the guy goes, "Let's just say I'm an internet sensation. Leave it at that." Bro.
I know.
Had a fucking thrown up on his feet.
I know.
Let's just say internet sensation, okay?
I can't remember what he said to that, but it was also hilarious. He was like, "All right."
Yeah. Oh, sorry, I didn't know that. Anyway, have a good day. Is he the fucking guy that went up to, was it like Vet? Or who did he go up to? Special Vettel, License of Thrill, or something.
Oh, yes.
He's want some cheese? I don't know if that was the same guy. Actually, it might have been a different guy. But fucking, yeah, everybody was out for that. Like, all the fucking celebs.
Yeah.
Do you see that photo? It was like Lewis Hamilton, Tom Brady, Beckham, and fucking, who was the other one? Someone else is in the photo?
No, I don't think so.
Can't remember. But everybody was just like, greatness.
Nice.
Absolute great. Was it a bad? Yeah, he was the other fucking. Oh, Michael Jordan, for fuck's sake. That was who was in the photo. People were just like, the greats. But yeah, they were supposed to do something like jewelry ban or something. And of course, Lewis Hamilton, who isn't really cool enough to pull off any jewelry. You know, he's very like, "Hello, guys.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gangster." And then he'd just run someone off the road and nearly kill them and be like, "It's a dangerous sport. It's the nature of the game." But he was wearing loads of bling, and then he's wearing 3 IWC watches.
Yes, that's right. He's there.
Well, IWC have like an AMG Mercedes watch, which you would be a fucking... I mean, I have a Mercedes AMG. Is it 15 years old? Yes. But like, would you be a total cock if you had the AMG IWC watch? Too many letters, first of all. But it actually doesn't look that good because the face of it has like green.
Is it the green?
That's the new one.
Oh,
but the, nice. The actual, that's the Mercedes sort of team one. The actual AMG one was like carbon fiber in the face of it.
Oh, that's cool.
I didn't like it.
Have you seen the new Hamiltons? The one that has like a concrete.
The cement feet. Yeah.
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 That's pretty cool.
Hamilton's lethal.
Yeah.
Hamilton is like what stopped me from spending retarded money on watches.
Yeah.
Because if you put one on, you're like, fuck, that's. And then someone will hand, like, I've tried on other people's watches and they're like, oh, there's a fucking Panerai or something. And I'm like, all right, there's a fucking Omega. This is both from the same guy. The one guy I know has nice watches. And then, of course, Nico handed me a thing. And he's like, do you want to feel what a million and a half feels like? And I was like, not right now. Nope. I'm not ready. Let me get my fucking nappy on. But, yeah, to get back to the point of a few Hamiltons, and I've got a few Seikos and stuff like that, but there's a lot of shit I would like to just get rid of.
Yeah.
Because I sort of know what I like now, and I've whittled it right down, but you do feel like, I've got all these reasonably nice watches, but sometimes you'd love to be able to pull out like the fucking, you know.
The grail.
The show watch.
Yeah.
Do you know, like the first, you know, when you're doing like, something like those Kevin Hart gigs, you're like, fuck, this is a cool event. Cool photographs kicking about and all that. I'd love to pull out the fucking, just the weapon. Whoops. You wouldn't wear it every day, like you would definitely keep it.
Yeah, I don't see.
But then there's this weird thing when you're like, oh, you know, is it an investment if you're buying like a Rolex or something? That's a terrible place to be in your mind.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're like, then you're constantly worried, like, am I spending the right? I think you're better just buying the watch that you actually fucking want and you would wear.
Yeah.
Because then it's worth it to you instead of going like, shit, I bought that and now it's not worth the same money. Who gives a fuck? Knowing me, I'd probably buy an IWC and, you know, be wearing it fucking painting this office 2 days later.
IWC or the moon watch.
The Speedmaster. You see, I've gone off that too.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd say you'd suit it.
I would suit it, yeah.
It's a big boy.
I think I would suit it, like, but I do like them. I seen one, it was on like a brown strap and it looked fucking banging. But I don't know, it just doesn't really fully do it for me. Some of those IWC ones are just fucking.
Oh, yeah.
Remember we seen a pilot wearing one?
Oh, yeah.
An actual pilot wearing a pilot watch and I was like, God damn. Although he was a fucking nerd too, it didn't really look good.
Yeah.
Not saying that I would look any better, you know, running around in shorts and a fucking hoodie. With the pilot's watch on.
Mm.
But I do like it. Anyway, we spent way too much time on that one question. Yeah, boy. Congrats on the new digs, bro. Shout out to Violin Mick there. Ever seen Bill Burr rip Joe Rogan? I think I actually, do I have this open? Where did I fucking put it? I can't escape every now and then. A fucking Jesus Christ bastard.
Smoke a little weed, put on your little rascal's hat, and just fucking chill out. I love him to death. But this guy is the most testosterone fucking filled dude I've ever met. That's why I love him. I love him. By the way, dude, the elk's been delicious.
Thank you. Does it make you more aggressive?
What?
Elk.
No, Joe, you fucking lunatic. You had to beat the fuck out of people for like 3 decades before you could like chill, smoke a little weed, put on your little rascal's hat, and just fucking chill out. I love him to death.
The goat.
He's good.
The doesn't need a big song and dance about it. Goat. Bill Burr.
Yeah.
Fucking savage, like absolute savage. I love those guys where like the line between their real personality and their act is fine, you know?
Yeah.
Him, Tim Dillon, you know, even fucking like David Tell, I was watching him bumping Mike. I rewatched that the other day, bumping mics.
Oh, yeah.
They're all my favorite guys. The ones where you're like, they're just the same. Their act is just a more refined, you know, selection of their points that they've been making all year. But, I still to this day, that fucking Bill Burr bit about like Steve Jobs and everything and about them all the fads that come in and they end up dumping it in the sea once they're done with it. And he was talking about rollerblades and all. He goes, what do you think happens to those?
Oh, yeah.
They throw them in the sea and they break down and then, you know, fish eat them. And he goes, 5 years later, you're trying to be healthy. You order a fucking whatever it was. And then he goes, you're eating your own rollerblades. I remember, like, there's a few moments watching other comedy where I've just been like, what the fuck am I playing at here? You know, when Dave Chappelle did that, he rapes but he saves Bill Cosby bit, I nearly fucking just kicked the TV over. I was like, get me out of here, man. The fuck am I playing at? Outrageous. Bert Elliott, did you scratch that table? Do you know what? Yes.
Probably.
No, to be honest, that's not a scratch. That just needs, it just needs a wipe. There is a mild scratch there, I will say that. Let me see. Oh, thoughts on the council strike? Didn't even know about it, bro. Been painting ceilings. Is there a council strike? What are they doing? Not collecting bins?
Don't know.
Everybody's striking. All right, okay. What NI accent do you feel has strayed very far from the beaten path? What NI accent do you feel has strayed very far from the beaten path? What does that mean?
Just like over exaggerated or something?
I'm not sure. I mean, there's probably going to be a generational thing where you get like a bunch of. Do you know what? It's usually like well off kids.
Yeah.
You know, they're the ones where the accent starts to like warp a wee bit.
Yeah. Either really well off or really poor.
Yeah. Or just a certain age.
Yeah.
Do you know, you always fucking like, people are all growing up with different things.
Although I find the cultures really play up the accent sometimes.
Oh, there's certain places, like, there's certain spots, like Derry is one where, like, they fucking just lean into it hard.
Oh, yeah.
Same as, like, Glaswegians and, like, well, like, you got people, like, from Edinburgh who, you know.
Signed English.
Or, like, borderline American.
Oh, yeah.
Where they're so fucking, like, yeah. I don't know whether posh is even the word, like, but, straight from the beaten path. I don't know. There's still some fucking rare ones out there anyway.
Yep.
That's for damn sure. Stuck in an airport in Barcelona with no data. Found my phone and somehow had a random General Banter podcast from 2017 in its downloads. Haven't been able to get this song / video out of my head since. Butt Muscle? What? Christine Butt Muscle by Matt Lambert. What the flying fuck is this? I must have played this at some point. This is me playing it down the mic, so this was like great. Butt Muscle? Is this one of these like porn music videos? Oh my god. Guy watches one fucking Aphex Twin video, thinks he's. there's definitely so many people who are in like art college and stuff, and they're like, have you seen Rubber Johnny, man? I'm gonna fucking.
Solid Fingers.
I'm gonna rent a wheelchair. But yeah, this is on Vimeo, so you know there's probably like a loose tit or two. Okay, terrible.
Sounds a wee bit like that guy Boys Noise.
Yeah, well, there's some Boys Noise coming out of his ass there because the guy was getting borderline fisted. So,
yes, David Firth.
David Firth, of course. To be honest, I cannot remember what I did last week on a podcast. Never mind fucking 2017.
Yeah.
Who do you recommend for tattoos? Do you go to one place / person wherever has open books? No, you gotta fucking. The good thing about the internet is now you. You search for like NI studios, you know, NI tattoo studios. You type their name into like Instagram and you just flick through their page and you go, oh fuck, I like that work. And they'll usually tag the artist who did it, who probably works in that shop. So you just find what you want, you click on it and it'll say like such and such fucking tattoo artist, and then you just follow their page and see if you like the work, and then you contact them. And it's not like Austin where we were, where we walked in and we're like, can we get a tattoo? And she's like, yeah. You know, a lot of people are actually busy. And you got to fucking book it in for 3 months' time because they're like proper artists. But that's the best way to get exactly what you want, is to just do the research and find out. Because like, I know good, I actually know quite a lot of tattoo artists, but like, say like Dom even, down there in Oma, Molly's Chambers.
Oh yes.
Shout out. He loved people coming in being like, can you do a fucking tribal something on my arse? And he's like, have you not seen that my page is like reams and reams and reams of portraits?
Yeah.
You know, so you go to the person who does the thing that you want. I get a lot of mine done with Jamie Donnelly because he does the type of thing I like to see. He probably hates seeing me coming because I'll be like, just do the fucking line work and don't colour it in. He's like, all right, then don't be showing anybody. But yeah, you just figure out what you like. And that's it. Great advice from Colin. You're welcome.
Up the raw.
Do you know what a waffle stomp is from Naomi Mitchell? There she goes again with perverted content. Fantastic. She sent me a Reddit article. Once again, how do we know we've been on the internet for too long? Reddit. Won't go near it. My wife poops in the shower and stomps it down the drain. Not a joke. She recently told me this, and I've been living with it for weeks now. She even broke the news to me while laughing about it. You know what a waffle stomp is? She asked me as she laughed, and laughed so hard she started crying. Yeah. Maybe if you're, you know, like a, maybe if you're doing a girl shit, you can stomp it down the toilet, is what I'm thinking. Do you know what I mean? It would just, I think if you did a big man shit in the toilet and you try to stomp it down with your foot and then it's on your foot, and you, all I'm thinking of is you're in the shower and it's hot water and steam.
Yeah.
So the fucking, the shower cubicle now becomes, you know, just you've hotboxed yourself in your own shit stench. You know?
Very sexist.
Very sexist. and then you have to, well, maybe, you know what the move is? You shit on it. And then you start pissing on it to break it up, and then you kick it on down the sink.
A lot of admin.
It's too much, man. Just shit before you get in. I mean, if you listen to your mom's house podcast, the argument was always, do you wipe your arse or do you go from shit to shower?
Wipe.
Like, wipe, definitely, man. Wipe. For God's sake. The fuck is wrong with people? It just, I don't think you could stomp it down quick enough to get rid of the stench. I mean, how often do you get that? Like, you know, you go into a bathroom and someone's had a shower, but you're like, someone's definitely had a shower and a shit. It's like shower gel and bits of turd stench. Anyway, great chats. New gaff looks class. Does this mean Niall is being kept chained up under the stairs between podcasts now that you have moved everything back down their sticks? Can't wait to see what's to come. Well, I definitely think the workflow is going to be a lot smoother.
Yep.
And I think we have a lot more resources out in the country to do other stuff.
Yes.
You know.
Bloody COVID.
COVID. But do you know what I mean? We could film things a lot quicker here. We could do a whole pile of shit a lot easier here. Without the, I don't know, there's something, I mean, our studio was great. We'll probably still well use it for certain things. Great space and everything, but it was just like, what was it about it?
Everything felt a bit urgent in it or something.
Yeah, like you were always in a rush to get away. Do you know what I mean? Like we always were. Like I was always like, right, let's do this, and then let's do this, and then fucking, I don't know. There was a weirdness. It was always like, I gotta be out, but you know, I gotta leave before the traffic's bad, or it's gonna take me another fucking hour to get home.
Yeah,
you know, it was either roasting or freezing, or you know. Fuck, I don't know, but we'll still keep it on. We'll use it for other shit. You're getting attacked by flies. I think it smells of COVID. I think you're dying. You're giving off that fucking whatever that shit the dogs could smell in the Madeleine McCann car. That's what the flies are smelling off you. What a niche reference there. Did you hear that?
Very niche.
What do you call that shit?
It was, oh God, I have no idea.
People are just going to be watching this at home going like, the flies are distracting. Where are you? At a safari park? you remember that? Well, I forget what the shit was called, but in that Madeleine McCann documentary, they could smell it. The dogs could. It's the second you die, you start to stink of this shit.
Yeah.
And these dogs could smell it, and they were literally just in the corner of that bedroom, they're going, death. And then, like, all the back of the car, death. Obviously died here, put her in the car.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, nah, man, the dog's wrecked. The dog's fucked. And they're
dog's
like,
shite.
You're like, it's its only job. Its only job is to eat, sleep, shit, and smell this one thing. And that's all it's doing, man. have you seen this? We'll leave that to the end. Remind me to do that at the end. Paddy's tweet, man, we were getting molested by flies. I have one of those blue lights in there that you have in a chippy. That's how bad the flies get around here. Welcome to the countryside, boys. Studio was looking sleek. Do you ever sign emails off with kind regards for people you like and regards for ones you don't? No, I write cheers for everybody.
Yeah, same.
I just go, cheers. Give me my fucking money right now. Cheers, Colin. You fucking hoes. Sorry if anyone sent me a link here, but it's fucking, it's taking a minute. Try to do Biscuit World Cup in work after watching you play FIFA with Kieran Bartlett. Absolute mayhem. Could have even been tears shed. Have you put any more thought into your top three or five biscuits? Believe it or not, I haven't thought as much about biscuits as Kieran has. Let alone set up a fucking game show. Having said that, whatever it is, if it's lying about, I'll fucking eat it. I don't give a shit. Although Maureen bought, you know, because we've got the Dutch connection with Dutch Frank now, those, I'm probably saying it wrong, but like stroopwafels?
Stroopwafels? Yeah.
Fuck me.
Like, stroopwafels?
Stroopwafels? Oh my God, they're a nightmare.
The caramel things.
Oh, yeah. But she bought mini ones.
Oh, nice.
Which are probably 700 calories each, and like, I'm just popping them like fucking...
Body of Christ.
Oh my God. Asshole of Christ. It's unbelievable. I like anything that's got like a bit chewy, you know what I mean? So like we talked about the Tunnocks caramel things.
Yes.
That have a bit of bite to them. I love a Drifter, you know, I love that sort of like, that sort of squishy. Oh, yeah. But the Fox's biscuits are good.
I like coconutty stuff.
Coconut, I'm a big fan of coconut.
That thing I just ate was coconutty.
Oh yeah, the coconut fucking whip bar.
Whip.
That's what you do. You get one of those ones where like it's a skinny whip, and then you'd 14 of them. Overrated Biscoff.
Oh yeah, what is that, like cinnamon or something? Cinnamon
ginger. It's like trying to be a ginger nut. A ginger nut's like 10 times better.
It's just a wee tea drink or a tea biscuit.
But people fucking pret stick their necks over it. People are like, I've got my wedding cakes Biscoff base. Can't get enough of it. Just fucking dry dust. Fuck off. But yeah, I don't have enough brain power to muster up a top five.
I never look at biscuits. Now thinking about it, no, like in a.
Do you just close your eyes?
you know, like if you're in a supermarket.
Yeah,
that was the last thing I would think of buying.
Battery biscuit base.
Wee biscuit. Wee Becky.
Yeah, I like. I do like a savoury snack.
Crisps.
I love a light and nice crisp. Has Kevin Hart put together... This is from Seamus, right? We need to hear the sign off on this. Has Kevin Hart put together a Northern Irish bit, which he pulls in his set now? All the best. Lots of love, Blippi.
He sort of does at the start.
He does a bit about someone shouting at him like, oh, you got to put on more shows.
Yeah.
You fucker or something.
Oh, yeah. That's it.
Kevin Hart doesn't know anything about Northern Ireland.
No.
Nor does he fucking give a shit.
No, he definitely doesn't.
The people will be like, yeah, I'm here in, and someone is like, what the fuck am I? And they're like, Belfast. He's like, Belfast, you know.
He could be anywhere.
He doesn't give a fucking Frenchman's fuck, as Joey Diaz would say.
Nah.
Doesn't give a fuck. Won't be back ever.
On the stage, off the stage.
As soon as he leaves, he'd be on like Jimmy Kimmel. And be like, how was he? He'd be like, shithole. You know, he'd be fucking, you know, rather be in Ukraine. By the way, let me just say something here, guys. Deadly serious. We have t-shirts getting made for the Telegraph show.
Oh yeah.
That look like a 90s rave poster, and I will absolutely spritz when I get one.
By Blippi too.
Blippi designed the, it looks, honestly, it looks like a Dayglow poster that you would get in the 90s for an illegal rave.
You should get a poster of it.
Hey,
thinking about it.
One step ahead of you, man. I'm getting actual Dayglow posters.
Unreal.
And honestly, I don't even know if I'll sell them. I might just give them away.
I want one for the new gaff.
I might just give them away with a t-shirt.
Class.
So you'll be leaving with a new t-shirt and a fucking telescope.
Unreal.
Did I just need a fly? What are we doing in here? We'll have to keep that door closed because it's nice. It's a nice temperature. Fuck off. Heard you mention a previous podcast, dare I say it, a return of the blender. Yeah, I think we have to do that short documentary.
Yeah.
Also, and it's one of them things, are you ever going to do it again? It's like, do I feel like doing it? For a long time, no. But now that we're in here with a new energy and it could be an easy, cool thing to do, what I will say is it was also a great writing sort of exercise for me.
Oh, yeah.
It was great to write them, so... Yeah, and I don't think I'll put out any rules on it, like, oh, they're going to be out every Tuesday or something. I think that scheduling is killing me.
Oh, yeah.
See, as soon as as soon as there's rules around creativity, it fucking murders it dead. So I'm just going to go, I'll do whatever I want to do when I feel like doing it, which will probably mean it'll end up being quite a lot of stuff. Because as soon as I go, oh, shit, I've missed a podcast this morning, as soon as I know I've missed a thing, I start panicking about it. And then you're doing it under the fucking gun. So we're going to do things that are fun around here. Who's out there?
No, just looking up.
What's the biggest problems when getting the studio ready? And what did you think of Willie T's blap? Cheers for the pods. Always gets me through the night shifts. Biggest problems was like, you know... The lads who did all the work, but like apart from that, a lot of it's just me very late at night painting and stuff like that. You know what I mean? I wish I had fucking like 10 fucking Mexican mates that would just come in here and fucking help me out. But I think it's that. It's like things don't happen as quick as you want them to. Willie T's blap. What I will say is it's Dave Elliott's blap. William's in it. Because there's not many guys that look like they're 16 who actually have cerebral palsy, who are from East Belfast, who want to act in a thing. But I thought it was fucking great. I thought it was great. It was kind of like they got to sort of set the scene and it'd be sort of Northern Irish a bit. But I think it was very funny, very snappy.
Yeah.
Dave's a very funny writer.
There's
a couple of legit fucking near piss myself laughing moments. I thought it was brilliant. I thought William was great in it.
He was.
It was great. It was all good. It would be fucking absolute no brainer. Just dead cert that they could at least one series of that.
Yeah,
would be no bother. And it's as funny, and it's almost the same tone as like Derry Girls, to be honest. Only funnier, probably. But then we've only seen 12 minutes of it, so I'm not sure. We'll see.
Need to get Dave in it.
Dave quietly said to me, would I do a thing with him with a certain type of character?
Nice.
In it, if it went this series.
Close.
And I was like, it's the only way I'll work with a BBC. Oh, fucking... pedophile apologist bastards. Now then, when Eddie smeared the paint in the new studio, did you consider putting him up for adoption? I would have been gutted. Nah, I wouldn't adopt. I did kick the fuck out of him a bit, but no, it wiped off. It was wet. It was wet paint on. It just wiped off.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Any music that you're listening to at the moment, I'd recommend Belfast based rapper Leo. Oh, I big Leo Miyagi. Do you shoot any stuff for him?
Yes, I actually did.
Oh.
Ages ago.
Oh my god. I think you and the Dead on Mafia would appreciate him. Yeah, I've heard some Leo Miyagi stuff. Wax on. Wax off. What am I listening to at the moment? I had Jack Harlow's album on the other day. Nice vibes. Standout tune was the fucking Drake song, whatever it's called. Churchill Downs or something. Just when you smoke too many cigars and you're it's fucking God forgive. I've been listening to Pusha T to the point where I'm fucking sick of it.
Nice.
To be honest. And Action Bronson put out a new joint there the other day. So I'll probably listen to that to the point of till I'm sick of it.
Yeah.
A lot of rap. What other shit have I been listening to? I went on a bit of a fucking after watching the Peaky Blinders finale. They used that girl Lisa O'Neill quite a lot.
Oh yeah.
So I don't know, I was like driving up to Belfast to do Lavery's a couple of times and it was a nice, you know, sunset and whatever. I was listening to that a bit. Crying in the car, leave me alone. Any new designs for t-shirts coming anytime soon? Yes. We're gonna do a bunch of shit. What's your favorite track off the new Jack White album? Heidi Ho is my fave, says Sophie. Yeah, it's definitely very, very cool. Fear of the Dawn is probably my favorite song.
Oh, I can't remember any of the names.
Oh, for God's sake, man. Stop drinking on the job.
I know.
Jack White. Let me see.
The first.
Oh, first. Wait. No, it's not called Fear of the Dawn. It's called What's the Trick?
Oh, yes.
Wait. No, it is called Fear of the Dawn.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Taking Me Back, the sort of last part of that song where it's like But he's a fucking genius, like.
Yeah.
How could he still be just pumping out bangers after all these years? With the energy of like a 21-year-old. It's crazy, like. Anyway, gotta rip through these. Are you going to Cage Warriors in SSE to see Reese McKay go for the belt? Let me tell you something. If anyone's out there at Cage Warriors, your boy wants hooked up with real good tickets. I'll pay for them, but I don't know how to get them. Cage Warriors, give me a shot. I've got a friend coming home from South Africa. He's dying to go. He's a huge MMA fan. I said I would speak to some people. Get me the seats. I want blood in the face and I'll pay good money for them. And now I'll fucking take photos. Of me. Like. You want BTS with the BTS?
Yes. I'm up. I'm up for it.
$8,000 free seats. Say nothing.
$8,000, boom.
You have a fucking SSE, bro? I'm sure I've fucking never heard of it. Give me a flat behind it. Jesus Christ. Yeah, if anyone knows the crack, I swear to God, I'll pay good money. Just get me up near the front. We'll have a lads' night out. Me, you, our man in Vietnam, Sean. He'll probably turn up in like jacket and jeans and a blue belt.
Glass.
Two fucking cauliflower ears ready to rock. I sent him a picture the other day. I was like, I've got these mats in here, bro. If you want to fucking, when you're home there for a month, do a bit of rolling. I haven't done any in about 3 years, but sure, what can you do?
Roll.
It's like riding a bike, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Except you've got your knee in someone's neck. Cage Warriors, fucking reach out, man. Well done, thanks. Went on a third date, brought her to Lavery's, went exceedingly well. Bustier le nuts. Turns out, funny really does get you funny. You? Keelty was right, and you've done all right yourself. What I didn't realize was that I don't even have to be the funny one, so I'll see you there weekly till I can get her pregnant or married. You'll also be doing a set at the wedding. Thanks in advance. Well, I...
Listen, love that.
What?
Love that.
Yeah, this guy's just fucking, you know, deflecting the energy the whole time. Ha ha ha, keep you laughing. Who's up next? Mickey Bartlett, come on. Keep it fucking rolling. Keelty was right. That's the name of the podcast. Keelty was right.
He's always right.
Keelty was on Saturday kitchen. I don't know. What was it? Sunday brunch. Do you see that?
No.
And they were talking about, he was like, oh, I'm doing my show and I'm going back and I'm talking about the fucking troubles for a change. And then, and then no one does it better. And then they showed a picture of Kevin Hart, the photo from Lavery's.
Oh,
and they never really went like, he was in Lavery's Comedy Club, blah, blah, blah. He goes like, can you believe? And then they were talking about the Empire in the early days of the Empire. And he goes, yep, there's Kevin Hart performing in the same town that we started the Empire Comedy Club. Huh? He basically just fucking matrixed that, you know, like. Says Lavery's Comedy Club three times behind his head.
Yeah.
Jesus, fuck my booty. Right, let's close strong, guys. You ready? This is for the visual viewers, to be honest. And I mean, what the fuck? What the fuck, bro? Can we see that? Why is it not getting bigger? That's what she said. Can we see that?
Yeah.
It's got a fucking buffer circle on it, but sure, it's good enough. I mean, go away for sure. Go away. Someone thought it would be funny to put a grid together with like all of the sort of NI comedian fellas.
Shane looks very American.
Oh yeah, for sure. But they, you know, they put like a felt. I mean, it's quite impressive actually.
Yeah.
But there's like a female version, quote, sorry girls to call you females. There's like a female version of all of the local fellas. You got Mickey Bartlett in the top left there. Looks like would give out a nice hand job, you know, and then make you a sandwich. I mean, what was hilarious was I seen all these and Dave was like, I've been mugged off here. He's like, everybody looks kind of cute. And he's like, there's Dave there. I've been mugged off. So shocking. and I was like, why am I the only one who looks like such a dirty slut? And then Woodsy said something like, did you mean to send that before this image was sent in or something? I went, sorry, wrong group. I was like, I meant to send that into my Slimming World group. Why am I such a dirty slut? But everyone, Mickey looks like every one of his exes there. Willie T looks like a girl Charlotte used to do, what do you call it? Gogglebox.
Oh, aye.
She in there? I mean, were his eyes wonky when he was a fella?
Shane looks like, again, like that youth minister vibe, but just the female version.
Yeah, he's what was it? Doug Stanhope was talking about like Swedish people and he goes, you're good looking, but you're not fuckable. That's Shane right there. Butler looks like a bit of jailbait there.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure is what he's into in real life. Woodsy looks lovely.
Yeah.
Doesn't he?
Nice person.
Woodsy looks like someone that would be on first dates and you're like, I hope it goes well for them.
So does Kieran, actually.
Kieran looks like Don French. That's not fucking right. Kieran looks exactly like fucking Don French. Why won't this fucking thing load? I swear to God, I'm losing my goddamn mind. Load up, bitch. Trying to tether. Yeah, Dave's been mugged off. Big style there. Looks...
Yeah.
Dave looks prettier as a guy.
Definitely.
Connor Keyes looks like, you know, a feminist writer. Fucking, I mean, apart from the large man hand there, Hegarty would get it.
It took me a while to recognize.
I mean, it doesn't look unlike your girl Sydney Sweeney with the perfect norks off.
Oh, yeah.
look, that's a treat for you guys if you haven't seen Euphoria. Cartoon tits. Who else have we got? Paddy McDonald. Yep, looks lovely. Looks like a woman that presents an Irish language music show.
Works in PwC.
And then Mark McCartney. Yeah, just looks like a fucking... It actually looks like someone, but I can't put my finger on it. But yeah, why do I look like a washed up porn star? Everyone else is just the female version. I'm like, I got makeup on and shit.
I know, that's funny.
I would bang myself though. I must say, I would bang myself. What do you reckon that would be? I mean, all of these are like fairly believable.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I reckon if I was a girl, I would be kind of like, I know, you know, like a slutty looking big girl. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be as slutty as like Mickey, because, you know, to be like, oh, I put on a fucking, you know, a nice, you know, I'm like, hey, it's me, I'm all nice and all, but I'll literally like eat your asshole in a toilet. I think we've gone too far with this game already. But all I can say is Dave Elliott, vote DUP.
McCartney's a bit DUP too.
McCartney's a bit DUP. In real life as well.
TUV.
Not a lot of people know that. Massive loyalist. He has to wear long sleeves in videos because he's got like fucking paramilitary tattoos.
I know, I've seen them too. You wouldn't guess.
Up the rock.
He had to grow the beard out for like witness protection. But anyway, we're going to have to go here. It's fucking 9 o'clock. The place is swarming with flies. But it's been a good jump off into our new studio. I said I would do a podcast a day. I might start that next week. Because we do have the place is going to be filled floor to ceiling with foam very shortly. Like, it's a goddamn foam pit, fucking jungle gyms. But there's work to be done. But I'm excited about it. Are you enjoying the space now?
Yes.
Shout out to our boy James Martin, who sent us these custom, what do you call them? XLR cables here.
Boom.
Color coded, red and gray.
With the Nutric connectors.
With the Nutric connectors. Boom. I don't know what that means. But it's some sort of science.
Damn
right. What does that mean?
It's just the best connectors you can get.
It looks very. It looks very solid. It looks like it's one piece of like cast metal. I'm full of shit. Anyway, we'll get out of here, guys. Make sure you get yourself some tickets for the SSE. You know, it's on October 28th. Get yourself some tickets for this live podcast. There aren't many left. If you've been thinking about it, get it, because they will not be available once they're gone. And that's a one-off. There's one-off. It's a one-off event. It's one-off merch. It's one-off fucking everything. It's a one-off event.
Yep.
That's what we do. That's what we do around here. Special occasions. Lavery's, of course, is every Wednesday, Thursday. And patreon.com for your bonus material. We will have our vlog up from Austin there. Are we able to put a full setup from the last SSE, even if it's a couple of camera angles?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'll put that whole setup. We didn't.
It could be quite rough.
Be quite rough, but listen, you can fire it on in the background if you want to watch something.
You can listen to it.
It'll be a page. That's not a bad idea.
No, it's not.
It sounds
amazing.
It sounds amazing. People are probably like, an audio stand-up? It's a great thing to listen to. Some of my favorite comedy ever is audio.
Yeah.
Like Mr. P by Patrice O'Neill, the fucking Werewolves and Lollipops, Patton Oswalt one. Even like old Bill Hicks stuff. All fucking audio. Skanks for the Memories, David Tell. Brilliant things to listen to. Anyway, I'm getting the fuck out of here. Cheers for listening. Hopefully it's not too echoey in here. We'll remedy that in the near future. See you later, guys. Nice.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.